Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Vatican officials faced some intense questioning in Geneva, Switzerland yesterday when a United Nations committee demanded answers about the clergy abuse scandal. Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, representing the Vatican, said the church is committed to protecting children.
The Holy See and local church structures in all parts of the world are committed to holding inviolable the dignity and entire person of every child, body, mind, and spirit.
Helen McGonigal is a Connecticut attorney and clergy abuse survivor. She was in Geneva because she says she wanted to witness the first public questioning of Vatican officials about clergy abuse.
It's been a pretty intense process. The Committee on the Convention of the Rights of the Child has welcomed the Vatican because they want to encourage participation by the Holy See in this process. It was explained to us that, you know, theoretically, if the delegation from the Holy See became frustrated, they could literally walk out of the room. Nonetheless, the committee members have asked some very hard-hitting questions directed to the clergy abuse scandal and how the Holy See has dealt with the matter or not dealt with it.
I want to ask you about some of those hard-hitting questions. It's my understanding that one of the committee members really pressed a member of the Vatican about the fact that the Vatican does not require bishops in most countries to report child sex crimes. Did that really stand out for you? And what happened there? What was the questioning like? And what was the rationale behind that?
Well, the principal people from the Holy See that are addressing the questions are Archbishop Silvano Maria Tomasi and also Monsignor Scalena, who is the chief prosecutor for the Holy See. And basically what they've done is they've taken a complete hands-off position with any priest, that priests, you know, Catholic priests are not their responsibility, that in terms of the Convention for the Rights of the Child, that the way they ratified the convention only applied to the Vatican City State as opposed to the Catholic Church as a whole, meaning that it only applies to the 800 acres where the Vatican sits in Italy and no further.
Now, can I just make sure that I have you have it clarified here? What you're saying is that your take on all of this is that they're saying we have responsibility for Vatican City, but not all of these priests around the world?
That's right. That's what their stance has been.
Another issue that I was reading about from these hearings was that the Vatican says that it does have data on child sex crimes around the world, and there's a whole record of all of this somewhere. Is there going to be, do you think, pressure for the Vatican to release this information?
Well, they cited an Italian journal or authority where this information is publicized, and basically, the statistics have been tracked since year 2006, and it's pretty clear that every year hundreds of complaints are coming in. The majority of those complaints are child abuse cases, and that continues.
What do you expect to come out of this UN hearing?
Well, the committee eventually, by their deadline is February 5th, will issue a report drawing conclusions and probably making recommendations to the Holy See as to what they want to have happen in terms of the Holy See's enforcement on the Convention on the Rights of the Child. There has been requests by committee members that the Holy See recognize that the convention usurps canon law and should trump canon law, and that's what they want to see happen, and that would be the hope. Realistically, I don't see the Vatican ever allowing any outside entity to control what they do.
Connecticut attorney and clergy abuse survivor Helen McGonigal speaking with us from Geneva, Switzerland, where the United Nations Committee for the Rights of the Child questioned Vatican officials about clergy abuse cases.